So Mac Powell is our special guest this morning. Mac, a lot of people know you as the lead singer of Third Day, but you have been busy since the band decided to go their separate ways. And one of the things that you just did was celebrate 25 years with your wife, Amy. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks so much. We had an amazing time in Utah. I tell you what, I'm a beach guy. I love going to the beach. And so for months, I was looking for a place special for me and Amy to go. It just wasn't working out for some reason, different reasons. And then Amy said, why don't we go to Utah? I'm like, I don't know if that was the first place that I would have thought of. But we went and had just an amazing time. Such a beautiful scenery, so different than Georgia, of course, and went to some state parks and some national parks and just had a really cool time staying on the Colorado River and just doing some weird stuff that we normally wouldn't do, like, you know, going on Hill's Revenge Jeep Trail and all kinds of stuff like that, and going on a helicopter ride. So we had some cool little adventure times, but also a lot of time was just kind of resting by the river. So it was an awesome, awesome trip.
And I'm sure it meant a lot to you because Amy had some health struggles a couple of years ago. Just being able to look back and go, God brought us through that and has brought you through so many other things. And to be able to kind of stand on those mountaintops and say, wow, look at where we made it.
Absolutely. Yeah, she had a brain aneurysm almost 2 years ago. This coming Thanksgiving will be 2 years. There was a health scare just coming out of the blue. We had no idea that was going to happen. I'm so thankful that I was home when it happened to be able to take her to the hospital, and she had some surgery done. And there's a lot of pain that has come from people that have had brain aneurysm and a lot of mental and physical deficiencies for some people and even loss of life. And I'm just thankful there were so many people praying for us and praying specifically for her and her healing. And God really gave us that. So to have her every day is special, you know, and I already appreciated her before. But when you go through something like that, when you might lose someone, it helps you just to, you know, every day be even more special.
For sure. Mac Powell, great to have a conversation with you. You are back and sharing music with a Christian music audience after stepping down from Third Day and then doing some things off on your own. Can you kind of walk through the transition and how you're back to doing it and maybe even give us a little bit behind your new song?
For people who don't know, Third Day, we had our farewell tour in June of 2018. And so it's been a little over 3 years now. But even before we had the farewell tour, we had not done touring for about a year and a half. So it's almost 5 years now for me. And in the meantime, I made a couple of independent country records and was starting over, you know, getting in a van and trailer and driving with my band across the country, playing these little dive clubs and trying to reach some people that normally wouldn't go to a Christian concert or ever heard of Third Day. And had a great time doing that, but in January of 2020, I started writing songs for what I was hoping would be my first solo Christian album, and I thought that would be out at the end of 2020. Of course, COVID kind of put a curveball on that, but it was also kind of a blessing in disguise. It gave me more time to be able to write more songs with some great people and be able to make the record better than it would have been. Thankful now that the first single is out, River of Life, and just it's doing really well. I'm thankful I've been doing that song live, and it seems to be going over great. And thankful for more songs coming out soon. My new record comes out in October, and so glad after all these years to still be singing about Jesus and being able to gather together with my brothers and sisters and celebrate what God has done in our life. And it's a beautiful thing.
So I assume you'll be able to get out and do a little bit of touring. You've been doing this a long time. Is that something you look forward to?
It does. I mean, I love touring. It's just kind of one of those things that's in my blood. I think I'll always do it. As long as people want to hear me sing, I'll go out and sing. The pandemic kind of, as I said, threw a curveball to so many people, especially us musicians. It was tough. We had some friends who started promoting drive-in shows. It was very different. At the end of last year, I was able to go out with Stephen Curtis Chapman and Michael W. Smith, and we did a thing called the Three Amigos. But it was very different. You know, playing drive-ins, it's like you're playing to a parking lot. You see a few people, a handful of people, but mostly it's just like you're rehearsing and playing to a bunch of cars. And so it was different, but we were thankful to have something to do and not just be, you know, staying at home. And so, you know, it was a beautiful thing, but I went out and did some more shows with Zach Williams and Kane early this year, and now I'll be able to go out with Steven again and doing some closer to normal shows in October and November, and then doing a Christmas tour with Casting Crowns and Kane and some other great artists. So it's starting to slowly ramp back up again. I know you guys are probably promoting some shows, and hopefully I'll be close and near you guys soon.
You know, now that you know how to do a performance to people in cars, you're totally qualified to be a radio DJ, because that's pretty much what we do.
You gotta hope that what you're saying, that people are hearing it and smiling when they're supposed to smile and laughing when they're supposed to laugh. It's a lot of faith in it, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I want to jump back real quick. You were talking about doing your country records, and country music and Christian music just to seem to be like neighbors, and we've seen a lot of bleed over. But I'm just kind of curious, in your experience of doing that, like, was there any kind of moment that stood out? Well, we're so familiar with what it's like to engage with Christian artists, but I'm just kind of curious what you were able to take away from kind of dipping your toe in that world for a little while.
Well, there's a lot that I learned. It was something I wanted to do for a long time, so I was thankful for those opportunities. I think one of the things that I learned is that there's a lot of times where we as the church, we can kind of, you know, stick to ourselves. And there's some biblical examples of that, but I also feel like the Lord has called us out into the world as well. One of the things that really stuck out for me was going to play some of these little clubs. You know, I was playing at these places with a bunch of neon and, you know, had the electric bull plugged up in the corner for people to ride, those kind of places. It was very different than, you know, a Third Day show. So to be able to talk to some of the wait staff and bartenders and people that worked at these clubs, a lot of them grew up listening to Christian music. There'd be people who'd come up to me, you know, with tattoos all over themselves and piercings everywhere. And I'm like kind of scared of this person. They walk in, they go, "Hey man, I had your Offerings record when I was a kid. Thanks so much for being here and playing the show here." So I was just hoping that was, you know, watering some seeds that was in there that had been in their hearts for a long time. And also, I had a lot of couples that would come and women would walk up to me and say, "My husband is here with me. He would never come to a church or come to a Third Day show, but because you're playing here, he came with me, and this is the first date we've been on in 2 years." So, it was, you know, it was me stretching out of my comfort zone. I think we as believers have to do that sometimes, and I was thankful for those opportunities, and I think that God did a lot in that time, but I'm thankful even more so to be able to make a Christian record again and to be able to go out and join together with my brothers and sisters. I've heard complaints through the years where people say, "Well, why are you doing Christian music? Because you're just preaching in the choir." Well, I was in the choir, and I needed preaching too just as much as anybody did, and so it's a place for me. It's a place I'm comfortable with, and it's a place that I feel like the Lord has me, and I'm thankful to be here.
Well, really, thankful that you're here too, and thankful that, you know, you've been doing this a really long time and you're still letting God kind of mold you and move you into different places, and you're open to what he has for you. And that's something I think all of us, as we get older, we could learn a little bit from you because we like to get set in our ways and do things the way we've always done them.
If you learn anything from me, it sometimes can be the things what not to do. I think often of Moses, and Moses had an amazing life. He had, in a way, he had three different lives and seasons of life. He had, you know, his first 40 years, he was the prince of Egypt. He had the best of everything. The second 40 years, he's in the desert. And yet in that desert time, he learned a lot. He actually got closer to God. He met his wife. He has children. And then his last 40 years, you know, God used what he learned as a prince of Egypt and what he learned in the desert to be able to have his greatest ministry later on in life. And so I kind of look at myself. I wouldn't at all compare myself to Moses, but I think the Lord has taught me some lessons through that. And through the years, the thing that I've learned, hopefully can move forward in doing some other ministry stuff. And so I'm excited. It doesn't have to be what Third Day was. It could be something totally different. And yet God never gives up on us. And there's no retirement in terms of ministry. So I'm excited to still be part of it.
Well, that seems like a great place to wrap up our conversation, Mac, unless there's anything else you want to make sure to leave with our audience today.
No, I'm thankful for you guys for the support. Thank you for playing River of Life. And I'm excited about people hearing my voice again on Christian radio, and got a new record coming out October, so I'll be around for a while and hope to see you guys soon.
Yeah, we hope so too. Thanks again for taking a few minutes with us.
No problem at all. Y'all have a great day. Thanks for having me.
You too. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.